Now we are joined by some guests. It's been almost a year since the Women's March in Washington, which brought millions of people to the streets to proclaim that women's rights are human rights, just one day after Donald Trump was inaugurated as president. This year, women are once again marching with us now, are two people organizing Albany's March, Christina Charles and Emily Marinchek. Thank you for joining us, guys.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourselves and how you found yourselves helping to organize this march last year?
Well, I am originally from New York. I came up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me good?
Speak right on the mic.
Right. Okay. So I'm originally from New York City, moved up here about a decade ago, and I got in contact with Emily because she was organizing the tax march. And kind of a funny story, I was thinking about doing that myself. I was like, oh, I want to organize this. I was thinking about that. So I put in for the permit, but I found that it was already taken in the location. So I thought, who would be booking West Capitol Park on this day? Maybe I'm going to try to book something else. And then in that process, somebody found her on Facebook. It's like, oh, the march is already being organized. So I decided, you know what, since they got the better location, I am just going to reach out to her. And in that process, we started becoming friends and just talking and got together that way.
That sounds beautiful.
Yeah, and I started the march. I mean, I think the election last year of this administration really woke me up. I've been involved in politics, at least peripherally. I've always voted. I've campaigned for people. But I've identified more as a mom and not necessarily a political activist. And then it just kind of short-circuited the state of affairs right now. And kind of all of a sudden, the next thing I knew, I was at a meeting. And then somebody said, somebody needs to get a permit. And the next thing I knew, I was like, wow, I guess I'm working on this. And when it came to the Women's March, Christina called me up and said, so I think we need to do something. And it didn't feel like a choice. It felt like we needed to do something.
Yeah. Were you both at the presidential or the march that took place around the presidential inauguration last year?
I was personally at the Women's March in Albany.
She was. I wasn't. And that's the funny thing for me and why this is a little bit more personal, because as Emily was saying, for me, I've always been very politically interested. I've always voted, but I never saw myself as an activist. I always felt like it's something private, like politics and religion. I'm not going to do that, right? I never talked about it. But I started off slowly. Like after the inauguration, I would do like signing petitions. And I went to my first meeting through moveon.org. And when the Women's March came, I thought, I don't know if I could do this. I felt kind of really shy. So I couldn't. And I think about a week after, I had my first meeting through moveon.org. And I went to my first rally. I was walking in the snow. It was in January 24th outside the federal building. And it's like, I'm going to do this. And when I went to that, and it was a small, like it wasn't a big, it was like 40, 50 people. There were some Trump people, they were pissed off. But I knew immediately, I can do this. I had that fear that I had went over me. The next week, I organized my first rally. And that's what started that process. So I organized my first rally after I went to my first one January 24th. So January 31st, I said, okay, I'm going to organize a rally. And I literally just started doing that like right after. Once I knew in myself that I can do this, like there's nothing to be afraid of.
That's amazing. I think oftentimes we feel like activists are these extraordinary people. And we don't always realize that they're really people like us that are just regular, you know, average citizens that feel passionate about issues and what's going on in their communities, and that it's just the only difference between you and them is that they have begun to feel empowered to do something. And that's the only difference. And so I think that that's a really cool story, and I hope that that inspires other people listening to this to, you know, make that same transition that you made.
I think I've heard it said, like, and I don't even know where, but the only difference between an activist and a bystander is the ability to go to a meeting. And the willingness to sit through meetings.
Yeah. It is. I would have to agree with that. I just want to add that with this current administration coming to power, it became extremely important to me as a mother. And I have people that I know, friends in other countries, that I thought I need to be counted here as somebody who is willing to go to a meeting now and to put my name on a list and to stand up and say something, because it's bleak, and I didn't want history to show, oh, we were just sitting around not going to meetings and
right,
not standing
certainly
up.
Certainly important. I agree. So lots of groups. So I guess we should also talk about, so you guys are having a march coming up, right? So is there like a specific, I mean, obviously it's like women's issues, but just talk about the march that's coming up and how people can go and what to expect.
Okay, so the march is going to be on Saturday, January 20th from 1 to 3. It's divided into two portions. So there's the rally portion that's going to happen first, where you're going to have speakers, and then we're going to actually have the marching component afterwards. And it's open to anybody. I mean, even though it's the Women's March, I wanted to keep that name because I wanted to celebrate that history. And I know Emily and I were talking about the fact that this year is an unprecedented amount of women running for office, and winning seats. And so it's very important to celebrate that. But at the same time, for me, this is a call to action. This is something I want people to walk away doing something. And what you touched upon about that sense of anybody can do it, that's exactly what I want people to do. I want people to know, like, I can do this. Me, the mostly shy, quiet person, you know, although I can talk a lot if you give me the opportunity. But this shy, quiet person, if I can get up and say that I can do this, you can do it too. And if we do it together, then we can actually make real concrete changes in this program, so in this country. So I think that's the overall message. But obviously, we're going to be touching upon environmental issues, race issues, discrimination. We have some speakers coming in talking about what's going on with the migrant community in the Capital District area. So we're touching upon all those things. But the overall message that I want people to come away with is that you can do this and we can do this.
And women are doing this. And it's also important to just commemorate the historic magnitude of what happened last year with the Women's March, and to stand in solidarity that weekend of January 20th and also the 21st. There are marches all over the country. So if we're hoping people will come to Albany and join with us, but I'm also hoping people will just take to the street and stand up to fight back against what's going on.
Right. And so much of what you get from going to these rallies, too, is the networking, meeting people, which are actually allows you to form those long-term connections to organize and accomplish that political change in your community. Like the groups you are a part of, Christina with the Altamont Main Street USA and Emily with Bethlehem New York Indivisible. What have you guys been up to with those groups?
Well, for me, I've been doing a lot of local organizing stuff. I did the rally, but I've also been focusing a lot on canvassing and networking. Like this aspect of meeting Emily, like that was intentional. Like when I decided to cancel the tax rally, I could have just like, well, you know, it's not going to happen. Somebody booked it and closed it. But I made the intent to meet her, to kind of reach out, because I wanted to connect. So I've been spending the last year meeting with other small local activists, organizers, trying to kind of to do this. But I've also been doing a lot of canvassing, going in, which is another thing to get over, going door to door and knocking on people. And that's also taught me a lot too, the making that personal connection with people, because there's a lot of noise right now in terms of what's going on in the political landscape. There's a lot of stuff that you hear. But when you go to somebody's house and you meet people and you talk to them face to face, they see you and I see them. And that's a very powerful skill to have. So I've been focusing a lot on that.
So you guys talked about, well, you just touched on, you know, your connection with other activists and that, you know, creating like a stronger move of activists. But lots of groups are helping organize this march. What role do you think activist groups like the Altamont Main Street USA, Bethlehem New York Invisible, and many other groups that have come together recently are playing in the political landscape right now?
If I can just speak to Bethlehem Indivisible, for example, as just one group, people have been coming together and women are running for office, county legislature seats, town board seats, school board seats. I think people sort of woke up and said, oh my goodness, not only did Trump win, but we've lost many seats, and that no small part is too small to matter. And so we've seen Bethlehem Indivisible in particular doing a lot of local, getting people sort of grassroots involved and organized that way. Also, Christina and I have been trying to form coalitions between these groups. So I think there's definitely work with voter registration, getting people to the polls, getting candidate forums. We've been doing that a lot and trying to get people to meet their local neighbors who are running for office. And that's, I think, sort of the best part of the outcome of these groups forming.
And in terms of putting this event together, it kind of, and this kind of is a sort of testament to the power of the network and the power of women groups, because I first came up with this idea probably in the first week of December. I was at an event for fundraising in Puerto Rico, and one of the people who organized that, they were Progressives Connected, and I was talking. He said, oh, there's going to be Women's March. I was like, oh, great. And I was thinking, you know, I just told you I didn't go to the first one, so I think I'm going to go. And then I found out, wait, there's nothing being organized in Albany. So I thought, okay, let me reach out to some of the women I've been talking to. And Emily was the first. And I said, if they say yes, we're going to try to move forward. And over the last couple of weeks, like, I went to another group, Capital Women, and they're a pack. Like, one of the co-founders is Libby Post, and they do a lot for raising money for candidates and all that type of stuff. And I spoke to them about why we should do this, and they said yes, and they sort of gave that support. And so a lot of the speakers, because I don't know, I don't have all of these particular connections, a lot of the speakers, many of the people that are co-sponsoring, they know them personally. And so they reached out. It's like, hey, can you get a band? Yes, I can get a band. Can you get this? So it's been that kind of collective effort. And we have bigger organizations that are part as well, like Sarah Coach. She's part of the 1199 SEIU. She's been great. They're working on getting sounds. They're helping with the marching. So it's definitely a very collaborative effort, but it feels like organic, and it's just, we're all kind of inspired by the same thing to kind of fight for our democracy.
So we only got like a minute left. And so if real quick, you could tell me one, who or what issues are most important that affecting women the most right now? And, you know, maybe a little bit about what you guys want to do about it. And then two, just recap where the event's going to be, when it's going to be, how you can be there, etc. You know, you get it.
Want me to go first?
Okay. Okay, so the issues that are affecting women right now is that we're dependent on democracy for our life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And I feel like that's really under attack. And so to just try and be succinct about it, I think this is to try and this rally is to try and energize people that there's no single one issue. It is economic, it's racial, it's environmental, and it all is about the politics of it, that we need to restore a sense of that you can elect fair people and that it's not corporate money that is just kind of ruling everything. The rally is January 20th at Capitol West Park, right at the New York State Capitol and State Street. It starts at 1 o'clock.
Thank you guys for joining us. We really, really appreciate it.